Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs that you know really well from artists that you know really well, but you don't know that song sung by that artist. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, Ivy Jo Tucker, The Four Tops, The Contours, Dennis Edwards, The Spinners, Chuck Jackson, David Ruffin, and Kim Weston. Well, the first song we'll hear was a smash by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and it reached number one, called The Tracks of My Tears. Well, Martha Reeves proved her mastery of this torchy pop song, and producer Frank Wilson grabbed her to cover this ballad, which had been a smash for Smokey and the Miracles the year before, in 1965. Well, Wilson didn't work that much with Martha and the Vandellas, although that year, he had produced for the group a song called Let This Day Be, issued on their LP called Watch Out. Well, here's The Tracks of My Tears, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Bell. Well, that was Old Love, Let's Try It Again by the Four Tops, and that was recorded and released in 1967. Well, Old Love had been a popular B-side for Mary Wells as the flip to her hit You Beat Me to the Punch, and that was a top 10 hit in 1962. Well, Martha and the Vandellas first covered it on their album called Come and Get These Memories in 1963. Well, this stomping version, backed not only by that great instrumental group called the Funk Brothers, but by the cream of the Los Angeles musicians, it was intended originally for the Supremes. It's from a group of tracks that also produced the Supreme version of Strangers in the Night. Well, the Four Tops got their shot with it a few weeks later, and it joined another great song that stayed in the Motown vault until recently. Well, before that, we heard from an artist called Ivy Joe Hunter. Well, Ivy Joe's claim to fame is not as an artist who recorded and released songs for Motown, but he recorded many songs in-house so other Motown artists could hear what it sounds like. Well, you can count on one hand the number of other Motown producers' demos that survived the recording process, aside from Ivy Joe Hunter's. He had a soulful, plaintive voice, and he simply never ran down a lyric or melody line just to please the Motown artist. He inhabited his songs for his artists to a full backing track, and quite a few of his demos remain on tape. And we started with Martha and the Vandellas and the Tracks of My Tears. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature great Motown songs sung by Motown artists other than the one that had the hit song. Let's continue now with the Contours, with What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A world filled with love is a wonderful sight. Being in love is one's heart's delight. But that look of love isn't on my face. That enchanted feeling has been replaced. As I walk this land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things. But happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted? Who had love that's now departed?
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
Hey,
Spinners with The Girls All Right With Me, that was recorded and released in 1967. Well, this song was the beginning of the Spinners' transition at the Motown record label. as it is likely one of the first sessions was recorded with the new lead singer GC Cameron. While making his way through that spoken intro and jumping right into a smooth falsetto, GC showed the versatility that he would further reveal in their upcoming hit, It's a Shame. Well, before that, we heard a great Marvin Gaye song, Ain't That Peculiar, but that was Dennis Edwards. And we started off with What Becomes of the Brokenhearted by the Contours. Well, the Rough and Tumble Contours went through a couple of turns in the Motown talent pool as members came and went. But by 1967, their new lead singer was local Firestorm Dennis Edwards, who was hoping to carve out a solo career at Motown, and that's what you heard previously with Ain't That Peculiar. While the Contours covered a few Motown chestnuts at these sessions, including a song called It's Growing, which was eventually released but didn't go anywhere, over a strong James Jamerson bass line as one of the Funk Brothers, and Earl Van Dyke's piano licks prominent in the mix, the producers created a more upbeat version using a spoken intro, originally written for, but mixed out of Jimmy Rutherford. Let's continue now, featuring some great Motown songs covered by other artists. Here's a great example with the Four Tops' original hit, Wake Me, Shake Me When It's Over, but this is by Chuck Jackson, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
All through this long and sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking. Staying out of my life and to another's arms, you'll soon be walking. Oh, somebody shake me, wake me when it's over. Somebody tell me that I'm dreaming, and wake me when it's over. They say our love ain't what it used to be, and everyone knows but me. I close my ear, not wanting to hear, but the words are loud and clear. Through the walls of this, I hear my neighbors win. They say,
she don't love you. She don't love you.
They say, my heart's in danger, cause you're leaving me for the love of a stranger. Listening to my neighbors criticize, what a fool I am not to realize you don't want me by your side. As the tears stream down my face, I can't believe I've been replaced. If I've ever, ever dreamed before, somebody tell me that I'm dreaming now. Hey, shake me, wake me, when it's over. Somebody tell me that I'm dreaming. Shake me when it's over. Somebody shake me, wake me, when it's over.
Somebody on the World Wide Web, worldwide. At MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Mm-hmm. say it, wanna say it again. Listen, baby, when I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in a crowd. Then someone picked you from the bunch, one glance is all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Show me that love.
That I know wrong from right. You're a street to walk on. I leave tear stains on the ground. Bottling the girl I didn't even want around. Listen, oh baby, give me one more chance.
Show me that love.
Won't you please let me
back to your heart?
Oh darling, I was glad to let you go.
Let you go, baby.
But now I see you in his arms, I want you back.
David Ruffin had a song called I Want You Back, later in that same year recorded by the Jackson 5. Well, from the opening ad-libs, you knew that David was taking the Jackson 5 song to the adult side. Well, we started with Chuck Jackson, who never had a top 40 song at Motown, but he recorded the Four Tops' great song, Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over. Well, you've been listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we've been featuring Motown songs that were famous but recorded and released by artists other than the original hitmakers. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.